Erev and Perek Gimel Mishnah, Dalid 3-4. In the previous Mishnah, we had established that the critical moment for establishing your Makom Shvisa, your home base, your locus for Shabbos, is Ben Hashmashas, the transition time between Friday evening and Shabbos night. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we also established that one needs to have access to his food that is establishing his Erev Tchumen during that period, during Ben Hashmashas, and that the truth is that Midrabanan, if it's inaccessible because of some rabbinic shvus, some prohibition on Shabbos, but really Midoraisa would be accessible, so then the Erev is acceptable, it is effective in establishing an alternate Makom Shvisa, because the Mishnah is going like Rebbe, who holds that one may transgress a shvus and iser derabanan that restricts Shabbos during Ben Hashmashas for the sake of a mitzvah. This Mishnah continues to that topic, and we'll consider other ways in which one may or may not be able to access his Erev Tchumen. So the Mishnah says, Nisgalgal chutz l'tchum. What happens if you established your put your picnic basket for your Makom Shvisa, Erev Tchumen, on the edge of some hill, let's say, where you wanted to establish that to be the center for your 2,000 amos in all directions, but then it rolls down the hill, and it goes beyond the 2,000 amos where you could access it relative to your home, your usual Makom Shvisa, your usual home for Shabbos. So since, if that happens before Shabbos comes in, since you wouldn't be able to access that picnic basket on during Ben Hashmashas because it's more than 2,000 amos past your home, and therefore you couldn't walk that far on Shabbos, so then it's out of bounds, inaccessible, and therefore you're in one place, your Erev Tchumen is in a different place, and therefore the establishing of the Erev Tchumen is not effective, and your home base for Shabbos will be back home, your usual home. So that's the first case. Now, there's a technical side point, which is, I don't know too much of this right now, but as long as that the picnic basket didn't roll more than 2 amos away from the 2,000 amos limit, it'd still be okay, because you actually get 2 amos in all directions around that picnic basket as well, if that would be your place for Shabbos. So therefore, it just adds an extra 2 amos, but that's kind of a side point. The main point is, if you can't access it because it's out of bounds, so then out of your halachic bounds of Shabbos during Ben Hashmashas, so then it would not be effective. Now you may ask a question, which is, we just said in the previous Mishnah, and again, I just reminded you in the introduction now, that to do an Isser Shvus, an Isser Rabban on Shabbos during Ben Hashmashas is not restricted, and therefore that wouldn't undermine the establishing of one's Makom Shvisa with the Erev Tchumen. So one could ask, since the halacha is that going beyond the 2,000 amos of your Makom Shvisa is only Isser Durabanan, it's only forbidden Midurabanan, lahalacha, that's the Chacham Paskin, that's a we Paskin. So why can't one go and access his Erev Tchumen, the picnic basket, even though it's beyond 2,000 amos and rolled away down the hill? So what? He's over in Isser Durabanan during Ben Hashmashas, and we just said in the previous Mishnah, that's acceptable. So the answer is that while it's true that you're exogenous, your unrelated external Isseri Durabanan could be abrogated. You could ignore them for the sake of this halacha of setting up an Erev Tchumen. If it's if the Erev Tchumen itself, the actual picnic basket, which we're talking about, is out of bounds, the whole thing is invalid. It's intrinsic. It's not exogenous. It's intrinsic. You haven't done the proper rabbinic requirements of setting up an Erev Tchumen because it's too far away and inaccessible. And since... So that's more fundamental. It's not just a regular shvus that's restricting you from access. It's the actual Erev Tchumen was set up incorrectly, and therefore it's invalid. Okay, that's the first of the four cases. The second case, the Mishnah says, V'nafal alav gal. If some building collapses onto your picnic basket, and therefore now you cannot, if that happens before Shabbos comes in, and now you can't access your picnic basket during Ben Hashmashas. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't access it because it's just hard to get to. That would be totally irrelevant. We said in the previous Mishnah that if it's at the bottom of a 100 amah deep well, it doesn't matter. That would still be effective, even though it's hard to get during Ben Hashmashas. I mean, the truth is, even if all it would require was moving away the rocks, which are muktzah, to access your picnic basket, again, that would be acceptable, meaning it would be effective as a Erev Tchumen, because moving rocks is only Isser Derabanan, it's Isser Shvus, and we just kept on saying that's not an impediment to establishing your Erev Tchumen. However, the case of our Mishnah is where the building collapses, and now the rubble is such that to get rid of it, you need to have, you need to make use of some kind of tools, like excavation tools, digging tools, like shovels and that kind of thing. By hand, it would not be, you wouldn't be able to get it out just by using your hands. You need to use some kind of, you know, whatever it is, some equipment. And that being the case, so what happens is that the rubble now has a halachic status of karka, being part of the ground. It's just, you know, there's rocks on the ground, there's dirt on the ground, and this is now more rocks and dirt on the ground. So it becomes part of the ground. And therefore, to excavate those rocks on Shabbos isn't just an iser durabanan of muktzah. It's an, if you're talking about if it's inside of a structure, inside a building, it'd be an iser d'oraisa of bona, of construction. And if it's outdoors, it'd be an iser d'oraisa of chofer, of digging a pit, of choresh, which is plowing, digging a hole in the ground. So we're talking about a case specifically where some iser d'oraisa would be involved, as I just described, in accessing your erev tchumen. And that's why it's inaccessible during the Benish Mashas, and that's why it is not effective for establishing of an alternate Makom Shvisa on Shabbos. But if it'd be simply a case of a Durban of moving some Mukta out of the way, that would not be an impediment, and it, yes, would be effective, and therefore the mission doesn't exactly mean what you might think it means when you read it. It's not just that you can't access your, you can't just simply, as a matter of practicality, can't access your Erev Tchumen, or even a matter of Issa Durban. It's actually, there's an Issa Durais involved. Okay, the third case is Oshin Onisraf. If before Shabbos comes in, the actual picnic baskets get struck by lightning or burned up in a fire, so it's gone. So since it's gone, it's not there, of course, no longer effective. As the Banish Mushrooms comes in, you haven't got the food you need, so you have not got an alternate Makom Shvisa. Your Erev Tchumen is simply not there, and therefore ineffective to establish an alternate home for Shabbos. And finally, O Truma Vinitmes. Or if you have had Truma, you had... You used some truma food. Truma's food for a kohen, and whatever. And you use that as the food for your erev tchumen. So now, if it's just truma, the truth is, even if you're not a kohen and you can't eat it, as we'll see later on, the erev tchumen is yes effective. As long as someone could eat it, it's effective. However, once it becomes nitmes, once it becomes tame, so now no one can eat this truma. A non-Kohen can because it's truma. A Kohen can't because it's tame, and a Kohen is forbidden from eating tame truma. It has to be burned. And therefore, even though it looks like food and smells like food, since it's halachically restricted food, it became tame. No one can eat it. If that happened before Shabbos, so therefore your erev tchumen is simply ineffective and doesn't work. So in all four of those cases, as the Mishnah says, mibaod yom, if that happened before Shabbos came in, meaning the picnic basket rolled out the way, or the building fell on it, or incinerated, or it was using truma food which became tameh. In all those cases, eino eruv. It's not effective. But misha chashecha, on the other hand, if when Shabbos came in during Banish Mashas, you had a fully effective erev tchumen, but then once it becomes Shabbos proper, something happens to your erev tchumen, it rolls away, or it burns up, etc. So it doesn't matter. Hooray the eruv, it is yes effective, because the essential thing is to establish Erev Tchumen during Banish Mashos. Once you've established your Makom Shvisa, your alternate home for Shabbos, what happens next to Erev Tchumen is immaterial. It doesn't matter. You've established your alternate location. Now the Erev Tchumen can do whatever it's going to do, and you might just eat it, etc. It doesn't make a difference. So once it's established properly, it's established properly. Now what happens if you're not sure when that fire broke out to burn your Erev Tchumen down, or the building fell, or the Truma became tummy, etc.? So, im safek, if you're not sure, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda omrim hareze chamar gamal. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say that you've got a big problem. You have a safek, and you have to go lachumra, you have to go strictly, assume the worst case, and therefore you're kind of pulled in two directions. Maybe your real makom shvisa is your original home, and maybe your alternate makom shvisa is where the picnic basket was. It depends on what was going on during Banish Mashas, and you just don't know. To Suffolk, you didn't see when the building collapsed. Therefore, you're pulled in two directions. You have to be afraid that maybe your home, your original home, is the center of your 2000 amos. Maybe the picnic basket is the center of your 2000 amos. And therefore, you'll only be able to go on Shabbos to the area that's common to both of those tchumen, the area that's within 2000 amos of both your home and the picnic basket. Okay? Let me just talk about the math first, and I'll talk about the words more technically in a second. So the math is, if for argument's sake, you had your house was in the east and your makom your picnic basket for Eretz Chumah was in the west, and they were 2,000 amos apart, so you'd only have exactly the space between them, 2,000 amos. That's what the Bartonura speaks out, you have 2,000 amos. The truth is, that's the minimum distance you could have. But if your Erev Tchum and that picnic basket were, let's say, 1,000 amos away from your home, so then actually you'd have 3,000 amos in which you could move. You'd have 2,000 amos, I'll call it, if just draw a picture, maybe literally draw a picture on your mind, draw a picture. Let's say the Erev Tchum is and the house are 1,000 amos apart. So that means you'll be able to go, and let's say the Erev Tchum is in the west and the house in the east, you'll be able to go up to 2,000 amos east from your Erev Tchumen, which means 1,000 amos east of your home, and you'll be able to go 2,000 amos west of your home, which is 1,000 amos west of your Erev Tchumen. So in total, you'd have 3,000 amos in such a scenario, because you have the 1,000 amos to the west of your Erev Tchumen, the 1,000 amos between the home and the Erev Tchumen, and the 1,000 amos to the east of your home. So it's 3,000 amos. And the truth is, as the Erev Tchumen and the home get close together, you'd actually get a total of almost 4,000, almost, because they're at the same point or close to the same point. You have 2,000 amos in both directions, if you will. Okay, so that's the sort of the math. Now, in terms of the words, I translated chamar gamal as you're pulled in both directions, and you're therefore limited to the space that's common, the union of those two areas, like your Erev Tchumen, where it's centered around your home, and where it's centered around your picnic basket. The word chamar gamal, a chamar is a donkey driver, and a gamal is a camel driver. And this is just an idiom, and it comes up other places in Shas as well. The camel driver, the gamal, he leads the camel from the front, pulling the camel. And the donkey driver kind of drives the camel, pushes him from behind. So that means you sort of, the image is that if you had to lead a camel and a donkey at the same time, you'd be stuck because you'd have to be sort of behind them and in front of them at the same time. So the idiom means, is referring to that, but the idea means you're pulled in two directions, two halachic directions. That's what's happening here. Okay, so long story short, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda therefore holding, you go lechumra and you have to be afraid of both, and therefore you'll only have the space between the two commons of both home and picnic basket. Erev Tchumen. Now, on the other hand, Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon Omrim, Safek Eruv Kasher. They hold, if you have a doubt over when the building fell or the picnic basket burned, etc., so therefore you can go lakula, you can be lenient and still rely on the picnic basket you established as your Erev Tchumen before Shabbos came in, and therefore you'll be able to rely on the new one. Now, and just let me finish off the Mishnah for starters. The Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi actually says, Av Tulmos, there's a person named Av Tulmos, Heid, he testified, Mishum Chamisha Zakenim, in the name of five different elders, Al Safik Eruv Shekasher, that a Safik Eruv is indeed Kasher. Okay, so put that aside now. Now, what is the rationale here of the Machlokas? So, when it comes to a Erev Tchumen, so Rabbi Yosef and Shimon say, listen, an Erev Tchumen is a rabbinic enactment. We're talking about a rabbinic phenomenon. And the general rule is that a Safik Derabanan Lakula, if you have a doubtful case regarding a rabbinic enactment, so then you would be lenient. And you have, the truth is, you have a Chazaka here. A chazaka means a halachic, a legal status quo upon which you can rely. So the chazaka is that you left this picnic basket in perfectly fine shape. It hadn't been burned or nothing collapsed, etc. on it when you last saw it 2 hours before Shabbos came in. So now on Shabbos, it's reported to you that, oh, now the building fell down on it, but no one knows when it fell. So as far as you know, you had a chazaka. At last sighting, it was okay, so you can rely on that legal status quo. That would be the basis upon which to be lenient on this doubtful scenario. Now, the truth is that logic has a bit of a problem, as much as there's another competing chazaka. There's another competing status quo, which is that certainly until Shabbos came in, your home base, your locus of your life was your house, your conventional house. You were trying to relocate for Shabbos, so to speak, to your picnic basket. But going into Shabbos, there's a chazaka that your home was where your home is, your house. And that being the case, you have two competing chazakas. And that's why Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say you can go leniently, lakula, because you're talking about a rabbinic phenomenon of Erev Tchumen. And that will be the halacha. However, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda disagree. Why do they disagree? Because they're aware they are competing chazakas, like I described. But they hold, and this is the essential point here, they hold that the phenomenon of Erev Tchumen is actually a d'oraisa concept. The way I explained it up to now is that there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Al yetzi ish mim komo b'yom hashvi'i. That's a pasuk in Shmos, Perek Tazayin, pasuk Chavtes, that a person should not go out from his place on the seventh day. Now, the way the Chachamim learn, most Tanaim learn, the halacha is that that's just an asmachta, that's just sort of a hook to hang on this halacha de Rabbanan of not to go wandering too far away on Shabbos, because Shabbos wants to sort of stay and put, as I described in the introduction before, etc. However, there are a number of Tanaim who hold that the rules of Erev Tchumen are rules mid-oraisa. Most prominent is Rabbi Akiva, but in our Mishnah, it's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda as well. And they hold, since Erev Tchumen is a d'oraisa, you have to be stringent. And therefore, you can't go leniently and assume the chazaka that you want. You have to be afraid of both chazakas, that your home is your home on Shabbos, or the picnic basket might be as well, and therefore you're limited to the area that's common, tchum, that's common to those two separate potential mokomo shvisa, separate places that you'd be having to live for Shabbos. Okay, that's the machlokas, and that's a pshat in the Mishnah here, but again, the halacha is, like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that Erev Tchumen is just a rabban, and therefore you could rely on a suffix Erev Tchumen, based on that chazaka, and you could rely on the new Erev Tchumen, as that is your home base for Shabbos.